At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Daniel Henniger, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing his column Wonderland about the presidency for Donald Trump, the presidency for Joe Biden. The striking thing is that we're looking now at poll numbers for the president, Mr. Biden, that are comparable to poll numbers for Mr. Trump, despite the extremely obvious differences between these two men as presidents of the United States. One, a non-politician who was spontaneous and, what you'd have to say at this point, not keen on being well-liked. The other, a professional politician of many decades who is genial and always wanted to be well-liked and was good at it. Dan, a very good evening to you. The meltdown of Joe Biden's policies in the polling and his approval rating in the polling and the American public's opinion of his personality in the polling, it cannot be explained by Joe Biden's career. What explains it, Dan? Good evening to you.
Hi there, John. Well, some of it is explained by Joe Biden's personality, which at the moment doesn't seem to be a very... may have been a good fit for the Senate 20 years ago, but not a fit for the presidency in 2021. The descent of his approval rating, which is, let's face it, people complain about the polls all the time, but approval rating metric is very important in our politics. It affects the way everybody thinks about the presidency, not least the members of the president's own party. And one of the frustrating things to Republicans during the length of the Trump presidency is that his approval never really got above 50%. It was always down there in the mid-40s hovering. And, you know, Republicans would have loved to have seen Trump somehow push it above 50%. They would have felt more comfortable with that. Never got there. And indeed, he lost the election because primarily independents in the suburbs abandoned Mr. Trump, turned off in no small part by his personality and the fact that he didn't care whether anybody liked him. Well, enough suburbanites didn't like him to turn against him in many important states. Joe Biden, by contrast, has an approval rating that has just been going straight down over 11 months. In the Quinnipiac poll out this week, he's down below 40%. This is an astonishing fall for a first-term president, especially one who, as you say, tries so hard at being liked by the American people. So if it isn't personality that's driving him down, it has to be, in large part, his policies and the way he's executed those policies. The policies seem to be producing results that are unpopular with the American people. I mean, his approval on the economy is down around 39%, depending on which poll you're looking at. And the economy, as defined by most Americans right now, is an inflation rate running in October at 6.2%. Higher gasoline prices, higher food prices, higher prices for home heating, which are going to get worse. And Joe Biden is the one who came into office. And if we, those of us in politics, remember anything about Biden's first months, it's that he seemed to methodically go about reversing all of Trump's policies. I argue it was in large part because the Democrats, including Joe Biden, were neurotically obsessed with the personality of Trump himself, explaining, driving the Russian, now debunked Russian collusion narrative across the length of the Trump presidency. It was about getting Trump, not getting his policies. So Joe Biden gets into office and starts reversing everything Trump did, decides the right thing to do is the opposite, on the wrong assumption that people hated Trump's policies. Trump's economy was actually pretty good before the pandemic upended everything. Unemployment was at extraordinarily low rates. Passes all of this trillion-dollar stimulus inflation, passes legislation that incentivizes people not to work. The result, we do get inflation. We do get supply chain problems because there are labor shortages and dislocations in the labor market. And people are doing the only thing they have available to them. Take in the opinion polls on the President of the United States.
The pocketbook. We vote our pocketbooks. That's an old assumption of politics. Is that what we're seeing, despite all the things we can say about Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden? The pocketbook did very well under the Trump presidency, and right now inflation is in the land. Does that explain it? Alone, would that explain these sinking numbers?
No, it doesn't explain it alone. It contributes a lot, but I think there are other significant contributors, not least the seeming incompetence of the Biden administration and the Biden White House. The first big event he had to deal with, other than coronavirus, was the evacuation from Afghanistan. And you know, what happened there in Kabul was an international embarrassment. The president kept arguing, again, this is the Trump obsession, that he was forced into that August evacuation by the deal Trump had cut with the Taliban. I think that agreement with the Taliban was a mistake, but nobody thought there was anything in it that required the United States to be out of Afghanistan last August. But Biden insisted, and it looked incompetent in most people's minds. Running alongside that, running alongside the inflation, COVID, was the scenes of the southern border with the United States. Again, just an attempt to completely reverse Trump's policies, come what may, and what came was over a million migrants across the Rio Grande River, many of them then flowing into the United States. And it doesn't look like a policy. It just looks like a reversal of what Trump did. It looks like incompetence. And I think that kind of thing added together with, indeed, the president, President Biden's personality, going out day after day with this kind of smiley face, as though, you know, like Alfred E. Newman, Mad Magazine, what me worry? People are saying, what is wrong with him that he doesn't recognize the severity of these problems?
One more, Dan, from your column. Fully paid for. Fully paid for. The Build Back Better has now been passed by the Democrats in the House of Representatives. It may very well pass the Senate as well, because they do have 51 votes when and if it comes to it. However, fully paid for is no longer supported by what we have from the CBO. That is the problem. Does that show up in the polls?
I think so. I think it shows up in the lack of faith in some polls, the president's honesty. You know, with Biden and Democrats, it was their choice to try to pass a $2 or $3 could by some measures be over $4 trillion spending bill after having spent $1 or $2 trillion earlier in the year. For them, under these circumstances, with inflation running at the rate it is, to say it's all paid for, I think just strikes most commonsensical Americans as not credible. And if nothing else, what I think Trump proved is people want their president to be credible. They don't have to like what he says, but they want him to be square with them. And indeed, Joe Biden goes out there every day and says, I'll tell you the truth. I'm being square with you. This is the way it is. It's totally paid for. Why should anyone be surprised when a performance like that boomerangs and comes back and hits them in the neck with these lower approval ratings? You know, you get to the point, John, where you ask, how do you explain the self-destructive politics of the Biden administration, the Biden White House? And the answer is, I have no answer to that. But they seem determined to just drive him lower.
Daniel Henniger is the deputy editor of the editorial page of The Wall Street Journal. His column is Wonderland. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.